2 on the 12th of April, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
God's prepared a place. You help prepare it. You do not come into my presence unless you are very, very conscious of the fact that you have not found your purpose yet, or you have found it and this is where you want to be. It has nothing to do with me. It certainly has nothing to do with these people. I don't like bringing bad news. And if you perceive what I bring as bad news, I'm sorry. You have to know what's wrong, because everything in your existence is illusion. I speak, it's gone. You'll have to listen to a tape to bring it back. The memory is all you have. You do not have tomorrow. That is a maybe. That is a hopeful. And therefore, you have to live in the moment, because that's all there is in your experience. You are moving back into reality, precious ones. My brothers have written an entire series on exactly what is the thought of God and manifestation and life. I cannot make you read it. I can ask you to, because I would like to have you aboard. I don't like what I know is coming, and I don't want any of you to have to bear that. And yet, many of you have volunteered and made a commitment to serve, because you come from the very highest realms with God down to serve at this time, and that is the epitome of wondrous reincarnation, to be willing to lay down a second time your life that your brother might find his way. Is the greatest gift to your own soul that you can give. And besides that, it's exciting and fun. We are getting to experience, you and me, the absolute glory of an evolution of a planet and a species. You see, evil doesn't have to change its ways. It reruns the story throughout the eons of existence. He knows exactly what gets the physical. It's called ego, and I want. And all the rest comes second. Well, I'm not going to give you biblical lessons this evening. I wasn't asked here to do that. I would hope you ask me back someday. I would like to give it to you. I would like to tell you what's in store for you when you make it through this trial period. Because some of you will make it. There will be a remnant make it. Because there must be that which can be built upon again. And that's why you've got to maintain and salvage and hold your constitution. It was written under God. And you've forgotten. You see, it doesn't say one nation under Jesus. That leaves out the majority of the people on the globe. One nation under God, not man's doctrine. The master teacher wrote nothing. God has written nothing. The native aboriginal people have it right. If you can't remember it in your mind, in an oral tradition, you haven't got nothing, brother, except records. And I don't know if we're writing just the records of what went wrong, or if enough will hear to make it go right. Either way, you're in for a hard go of it. Because the adversary is not going to say, "Oh, I changed my mind. Mr. Rockefeller wants to own the world, my friends, and the Queen of England owns it. And it's going to look like they're cross loggerheads all the time." Remember, they have one goal. They have never, not for one second, lost sight of it. Not from the time they initiated their children. And Prescott Bush put Georgie Boy in the Skull and Bones. Let me give you a little cute trick they do at initiation. And then I want you Masons to think about initiations. Because E.J. is a Mason. Charles, a Mason. There are many Masons in here. Service organization. I want you to go in your mind back to what the words are of your initiation. They're secret. Don't tell anybody. I want only you to hear. Well, in Skull and Bones, you see, they only take the senior class members, so there's no one to tattle. And I mean, these divulging of secrets are under penalty of a brother killing you. But at one of their, I mean, really low down and dirty, rotten ones, they bring a cadaver into the room, and they each take turns stabbing it while they call it Jesus Christ. They serve Lucifer. Lucifer was the bright and shining morning star, perfection, who fell. So the story goes. It is a place of experience. If there were no bad, you would not recognize good. It is what you do with the gifted experience brought to you that you meet God with. What did you do? Not just what I thought and I went and sat in my cave to be. Faith without works is nothing. But what can I do? Maybe sometimes sitting in the cave is the best thing you can do. That's not for me to say. That's for you. What do you want to meet God with? I sat in my cave. I didn't do anything wrong because I went up and sat in the cave the minute I knew better. Oh, how did you live those next 5 years? Well, my friends, aha! You could be while they acted. No, doesn't quite cut it either. I suggest everybody read those rules again. Because that's what you're going to have to answer to all by yourself. Not Mary Jo made me do it. You get a little bit of headway when you say the devil made me do it. Because that's very nearly the truth. But it certainly does point up that you're pretty weak. And you've got the strength of the universe at your right hand. So I get annoyed when you've got everything in the universe at your command and you waste it. Throw it away. Cast it aside. Because you know something, in coming into truth, you come into responsibility. But the remarkable thing is when you come into that truth, you welcome the responsibility. because you are no longer in fear. You know you've got it. It is the most wondrous experience you can ever fathom. I do not come bringing you bad news. I come bringing you what has already been bad on your place and is killing you physically now. And worse than that, it is killing you spiritually. You are scattered in every direction. You forget what the rituals are about. Is there any miracle on Sunday morning when they light the candles in the sanctuary? It is an honor in remembering God and recognizing His presence. And each one stills a little bit and lets that light come in. And it's a focus, a quietness, a communion. You don't have to have grape juice or cookies. In fact, that represents the physical. But if it reminds you of your connection, but if you just come to church just to do those things so your neighbor can see you and you're getting hung up, well, I better go on down there now because maybe I'm not going to have my ticket. You won't get your ticket that way. These start out as reverence for God to hold His memory, and you've forgotten. So you hold the grape juice. Some of you hold a lot of it after it's been fermented. Then you really forget your journey. Did I cover reincarnation? I'm out of time. I'm going to get thrown out of this room. I'm not going anywhere, however, until I get some questions. Rick will bear with us a little bit longer, long enough to get some questions.
Well, since this is an unreincarnation class.
Now, Daylene, nobody asked. We'll hear it for Daylene because she
I have a neighbor who I believe is Christian, and he was telling me at one point, little signs you could tell, I don't know how we got in this conversation, but little signs you can tell of devil worshippers, and he went through the star and different symbols that they wear and they have on their house, and he said, and they all believe in reincarnation. Why is it that reincarnation was written out of their books?
Because
for whose benefit?
You cannot control. You have the ones writing or tampering with the Bible. It was at one time in there. As long as you know your journey goes on, anything in this dimension cannot hold you. If you can be told that everything comes from a physical source, you're terrified of anything that does not. And the satanic worshipers, and believe me, they're real, they only believe in the physical. They fully expect to take whatever they have physically.
So they don't believe in reincarnation?
Oh no, I think they probably do. But it's not a better place to be. You're not going to find streets with gold and sticky with honey either.
And evil will reincarnate as evil?
Absolutely. Well, it will come.
It's not cleansed once you go and Lucifer's got you, he's got you.
No, the cleansing comes from the growing and the lessons. And if ones are removed from this planet, for instance, or die in that evilness,
Well, this is... Is everybody with me long enough for me to explain it rather than just try to answer briefly? Mm-hmm. It is the most important thing probably this evening. The ultimate goal of man is to begin his journey back to God. He goes out, God breathes you out, and then you will come back. Your expression in manifestation, and I have to always stop and remind all of you that you are living in this illusion, this play. You are deciding what you're going to be, what you're going to do. And you see, when you decide that you are creator enough, you change your play. You don't have to be whatever it is you think you have to be. You do not have to be. And that is coming into controlling of self, taking your power as that which you were birthed to be. And always will come the pressure of all the others wanting you to be what they want you to be. And your effort to please this one and please that one, and then you become like the donkey. Pretty soon you're carrying him and you can't hold him up, so you'll fall off. Well, TUF for you, you know, get another one. See if that one can carry it. You will never go except into the higher realms after you have met and mastered your lessons. You cannot know the contract of another, so don't be judging them. You have no right to judge another. You know not their contract. And maybe their lighted soul contract was to come here and test you. You leave that to God. Now, I can tell you in generalities what happens to the true evil ones who have no wish at this point, no understanding and no wish to regain their status with God, or have absolutely bred out their soul being. There are some people on your planet who are totally evil, but we won't go into that this evening because it comes in with replications and DNAs and RNAs and replication again. You will never be reincarnated as anything lesser. But watch out, because when you come back to have the rest of your lessons, you may find that you were not such a hot cookie. And those lessons are going to be learned. And when I say, I don't care, you go your way. That is your choice. I'm not going to do anything but do exactly this and be there to lift you off. Make sure Remnant gets through. Make sure we have some industries that will hold so that this Remnant can survive and lay a foundation for later. Those are my jobs, not to make your choices for you. You have a situation where you have many spirits departing and they don't care. But what they do is get landlocked around a planet. They don't know they're dead. They can't reach through to you. And this is what you do in service. You who are higher on the ladder of understanding with God are their guides. Just as you have spiritual guides, whether you acknowledge them or do not, you have them. You are the guides and the stewards of the physical plane. Look what you've done with it. The lessons are all around you. The most magnificent lessons of all can come from the stone. But it's alive too. Everything is in motion until it rests in God. And that's called voidance. And it's the entire Pleiades series is exact description of how it works. Man seems to have proof. And yet man longs for the mystical, the magic. Show me, show me, show me. More of you would have believed me if I'd made that television go. On the other hand, David Copperfield can make an elephant go. And he says it's an illusion. Well, you better believe it. But he recognizes what he can do. He studied with the ancient teachers of the East, the real magicians. You can do it too. You just don't know how. You could build that car with all its component parts. You just don't know how. The reason the physical experience is so magnificently wondrous for you is that this is where you make your growth. This is where you have the physical being to make your growth in those choices. Once you are deprived of body and you're a floating etheric energy, you can't do a thing physical, can you? And the best you can do coming back is blow a few things around or shift them through energy. And you're locked until your guides can guide you far enough to make some other plans for your growth. And you're going to have to learn those lessons. This is what they mean by karma, although I disagree with karma. When you have grown to the point of true knowing and understanding, you will discount it. You will recognize it as error and refuse to carry that burden any farther. And at that moment, you will have come into knowing, you see. You won't make those errors again. But it's certainly time on this planet, at this time of evolution, to begin to set all of those wrongs to right and rectify that which you have done, which is against the laws, and have brought pain to another, to begin to set them straight if you can. And if you cannot, you must set them aside, release them. Release it to God. This is exactly what is meant by the burden. But you won't get off with just releasing it if there is something you can do to set it to right. And I don't need to know that. Mary Jo doesn't need to know that. Just you and God. Because in the end, and here's where we really get into it, there's only one. There's only one. And you better know it. You better trust it. You better have faith in it. Even if you can't comprehend it. And we're simply the travelers who've been sent. You will not go to a higher dimension and live in the societies that live according to God's law if you break all those laws. You see, once off this place, you have to live and abide by the laws of the universe and the cosmos. And we honor God. So you get a lot of fairy tales. Anyone else? Want a volume?
I was wondering if at certain periods of time when it's called upon for change and that one person in a body comes, say like a Joan of Arc or, you know, somebody that is revolutionary in the changing of life. Are there a group of souls that go into that body and experience that life or that attention or that lesson?
Are you talking about coming as is referred to very often as walk-in? Or are you just talking about souls being rebirthed?
Maybe you can explain that to me. I'm wondering if, say, for instance, a person that, like, theoretically, like a Joan of Arc, would there be a group of beings or a group of attention or entities that would live through that experience to gain that experience?
Yeah, something like that.
But I don't know. I just have a feeling about it. I just need
to... Once you have comprehended timelessness, spacelessness, and illusion, once that can be comprehended, you will understand that all can experience that. I have to caution you about walk-ins, for instance, and the way you refer to them. Don't degrade your own soul worthiness by saying, well, I went through a death experience and I came back, or I didn't come back, somebody else came back. Be very careful about that. You will go through a death experience and you're going to come back changed, all right, but it's you.
So in other words, if you have a rebirth, since you're, you know, very, very young and you experience a life that somebody had, then that's you.
Well, you're talking about old past lives, and certainly.
So if you saw that dream ever since you were a child or something, then
there may be a connection. We have to be very careful at what we look at as we go back through history. Everybody wants to be the Joan of Arc. Now, does everybody really want to be the Joan of Arc? She may have represented, and I realize that you're just using this as an example. And my answer is no. But I don't want you to misunderstand the answer. I can sit up here all night and just answer yes or no. And you won't learn anything. And
no,
nobody will know how smart I am.
I wasn't sure what you meant no to. I'm just trying to understand.
You will not find that group of souls experiencing in that body.
Then it was an individual.
When an individual is birthed, let us say your birthday was 25 years ago on July 3rd. On July 3rd, you stepped off the ship and made your entrance into this dimension. And until you leave this dimension, that's who you are. You will carry the past experiences, but they are the superconscious. They're not just wandering around forever, never, never in the subconscious. The subconscious feels a massive need, and it will hold these memories for a while. And to you, that is a very long time. And something will trigger it as you become more and more enlightened. More and more triggering happens. Your computer is working, and somebody's pushed a key. And you feel a great kindred spirit to that. Get the spirit attached to the purpose and not the action. I have to remind you of it, because even with Joan of Arc, you do not go lead crusades. Killing is not of God. You have one opportunity to get away with accidentally killing somebody, and that is in defense of your property and life. not just what you have over here, but anything attached to life. If you have to defend it, first of all, you are supposed to stop it. Not kill it. Killing is absolutely not for human choice. And I'm talking about the human species. I'm not going to get into the other animals. To me, it is just as heinous to carelessly kill and mutilate animals. That does not mean that animals were not put here for your use, but you honor and respect them. And you do not.
On the 12th of April, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
God's prepared a place. You help prepare it. You do not come into my presence unless you are very, very conscious of the fact that you have not found your purpose yet, or you have found it and this is where you want to be. It has nothing to do with me. It certainly has nothing to do with these people. I don't like bringing bad news. And if you perceive what I bring as bad news, I'm sorry. You have to know what's wrong, because everything in your existence is illusion. I speak, it's gone. You'll have to listen to a tape to bring it back. The memory is all you have. You do not have tomorrow. That is a maybe. That is a hopeful. And therefore, you have to live in the moment, because that's all there is in your experience. You are moving back into reality, precious ones. My brothers have written an entire series on exactly what is the thought of God and manifestation and life. I cannot make you read it. I can ask you to, because I would like to have you aboard. I don't like what I know is coming. And I don't want any of you to have to bear that. And yet, many of you have volunteered and made a commitment to serve, because you come from the very highest realms with God down to serve at this time. And that is the epitome of wondrous reincarnation. To be willing to lay down a second time your life, that your brother might find his way. Is the greatest gift to your own soul that you can give. And besides that, it's exciting and fun. We are getting to experience, you and me, the absolute glory of an evolution of a planet and a species. You see, evil doesn't have to change its ways. It reruns the story throughout the eons of existence. He knows exactly what gets the physical. It's called ego, and I want. And all the rest comes second. Well, I'm not going to give you biblical lessons this evening. I wasn't asked here to do that. I would hope you ask me back someday. I would like to give it to you. I would like to tell you what's in store for you when you make it through this trial period. Because some of you will make it. There will be a remnant make it. because there must be that which can be built upon again. And that's why you've got to maintain and salvage and hold your constitution. It was written under God, and you've forgotten. You see, it doesn't say one nation under Jesus. That leaves out the majority of the people on the globe. One nation under God, not man's doctrine. The master teacher wrote nothing. God has written nothing. The native Aboriginal people have it right. If you can't remember it in your mind in an oral tradition, you haven't got nothing, brother, except records. And I don't know if we're writing just the records of what went wrong or if enough will hear to make it go right. Either way, you're in for a hard go of it, because the adversary is not going to say, oh, I change my mind. Mr. Rockefeller wants to own the world, my friends, and the Queen of England owns it. And it's going to look like they're cross loggerheads all the time. Remember, they have one goal. They have never, not for one second, lost sight of it. Not from the time they initiated their children. And Prescott Bush put Georgie Boy in the Skull and Bones. Let me give you a little cute trick they do at initiation. And then I want you Masons to think about initiations. Because, EJ is a Mason. Charles, a Mason. There are many Masons in here. Service organization. I want you to go in your mind back to what the words are of your initiations. They're secret. Don't tell anybody. I want only you to hear. Well, in Skull and Bones, you see, they only take the senior class members, so there's no one to tattle. And I mean, these divulging of secrets are under penalty of a brother killing you. But at one of their, I mean, really low down and dirty, rotten ones, they bring a cadaver into the room, and they each take turns stabbing it while they call it Jesus Christ. They serve Lucifer. Lucifer was the bright and shining morning star, perfection, who fell. So the story goes. It is a place of experience. If there were no bad, you would not recognize good. It is what you do with the gifted experience brought to you that you meet God with. What did you do? Not just what I thought and I went and sat in my cave to be. Faith without works is nothing. But what can I do? Maybe sometimes sitting in the cave is the best thing you can do. That's not for me to say. That's for you. What do you want to meet God with? I sat in my cave. I didn't do anything wrong because I went up and sat in the cave the minute I knew better. Oh, how did you live those next 5 years? Well, my friends, aha! You could be, well, they acted. No. Doesn't quite cut it either. I suggest everybody read those rules again. Because that's what you're going to have to answer to all by yourself. Not Mary Jo made me do it. You get a little bit of headway when you say the devil made me do it. Because that's very nearly the truth. But it certainly does point up that you're pretty weak. And you've got the strength of the universe at your right hand. So I get annoyed when you've got everything in the universe at your command and you waste it. Throw it away. Cast it aside. Because you know something, in coming into truth, you come into responsibility. But the remarkable thing is when you come into that truth, you welcome the responsibility. Because you are no longer in fear. You know you've got it. It is the most wondrous experience you can ever fathom. I do not come bringing you bad news. I come bringing you what has already been bad on your place and is killing you physically now. And worse than that, it is killing you spiritually. You are scattered in every direction. You forget what the rituals are about. Is there any miracle on Sunday morning when they light the candles in the sanctuary? It is an honor in remembering God and recognizing His presence. And each one stills a little bit and lets that light come in. And it's a focus, a quietness, a communion. You don't have to have grape juice or cookies. In fact, that represents the physical. But if it reminds you of your connection, but if you just come to church just to do those things so your neighbor can see you and you're getting hung up, well, I better go on down there now because maybe I'm not going to have my ticket. You won't get your ticket that way. These start out as reverence for God to hold His memory, and you've forgotten. So you hold the grape juice. Some of you hold a lot of it after it's been fermented. Then you really forget your journey. Did I cover reincarnation? I'm out of time. I'm going to get thrown out of this room. I'm not going anywhere, however, until I get some questions. Rick will bear with us a little bit longer. Long enough to get some questions.
Well, since this is an unreincarnation class...
Now, Daily, nobody asked. We'll hear it for Daily because she
I have a neighbor who I believe is Christian, and he was telling me at one point little signs you could tell. I don't know how we got in the conversation, but little signs you can tell of devil worshippers. And he went through the star and different symbols that they wear and they have on their house. And he said, and they all believe in reincarnation. Why is it that reincarnation was written out of their books?
Because
for whose benefit?
You cannot control. You have the ones writing or tampering with the Bible. It was at one time.